Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Holding a press conference regarding the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis, Indiana, Thursday night, Indianapolis Police Public Information Officer Jeannie Cook.
Just after 11 o'clock this on Thursday evening, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department responded to 8951 Mirabel Road, the FedEx Ground Plainfield Operations Center. We received a call reference shots fired to that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene. We have been made aware of multiple other people with injuries who have been transported to local hospitals or who have transported themselves to local hospitals.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past 6 races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well. Grippy pit boxes. You won't see 2 tires here. 4 tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second would be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during a green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip, 1, please.
19 takes 1.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel. all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the place where you find common sense. I mean, all this political stuff, I mean, how's that working for you? I mean, do you kind of feel like you're in a quicksand that no matter how hard you fight politically on the left and right, you just keep getting your head buried more and more? It's because it's nonsensical. I mean, if we didn't learn anything from the 2020 election, is that there are forces out there that take advantage of our emotions. They whip us up. And for what? Like Charles Barkley said, to divide us so that we could be at each other's throats and not so happy campers, and they get to win. I mean, that's what it is. We subordinate our own sense of civility and reason to their reason. And you look at what's going on with the country right now with energy, jobs, thousands of jobs that are out the door. I mean, and it took Joe Biden less than 100 days to make this happen. I mean, the age of transformation that was promised to us by Barack Obama continues. I guess there was enough Americans, that's what they want us to believe, voted for this kind of, I don't know, anti-American idea. And you just cannot put it. You cannot put it in the context of our U.S. Constitution and what our founding fathers envisioned and what we up until recently were envisioning. Yes, we saw the encroachment of socialists and Marxists coming in. You know, Trevor Loudon had been shouting from the rooftops that this was happening, card-carrying democratic socialist. Of course, all we hear is Democrat. You know, we don't hear socialist. And, of course, you can't expect the mainstream media to be doing their job. Because if they did their job instead of, you know, when they were, you know, when Donald Trump was president, where they spent all that ink in maligning this president, were purposely. I mean, how do you get to 90% of the reporting being so negative if it wasn't on purpose? I'll let you ponder on that as we continue with our theme of common sense with the common sense king himself. I will appoint him that because, hey, I'm the host of the radio show and I can appoint anybody I want. And I want to appoint Dr. Wilford Riley for the position. He's a political science professor, Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. We got through the Masters. Exciting show. And we got the first Japanese champion. He did a great job, and we saw the rise of a rookie there coming up who was nine strokes under, one stroke behind, but for a couple of bad holes. I mean, I don't know, but it was destiny, I guess, for one Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, it was an interesting golf tournament. I mean, Matsuyama is the first guy from Japan or from the Japanese golf tour, I guess, ever to win.
Yes.
A PGA major. It's not just the Masters. So apparently it's a giant deal in Asia. I don't follow the Asian media, but I mean, Sports Illustrated, some other websites have mentioned that in Japan, Indonesia, so on. I mean, this guy is going to be, you know, a generational hero. So good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they honor their athletes. You know, being from Southern California, saw several athletes come in, and of course, the Major League Baseball. And boy, they're the king of the road, so to speak. So this young man, all honor and glory for him, and great. I think for any nation to have a hero, and he just seems to be a really neat young man, and I think he's quite a credit. You know, to the people, he seems anyway, and I'm grateful for that. I wanted to talk to you about something that you had been tweeting about over the weekend, sure. And that's the left's focus on race won't have a positive income outcome. In fact, even James Carville said as much in a column that was recently reported.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just obvious. I mean, this is one of the things. I recently did the show Tucker Carlson Today. Yeah, has tonight and today now. But, right. Good friend. I like Tucker. But one of the things that Tucker Carlson asked was, you know, we seem to be focusing a lot on identity politics right now. Mm. You know, there's sometimes allegations made against me in this direction that are nonsensical. I mean, he says, but white identity politics is bad. Don't you think that focusing constantly on black, Hispanic, so on, ID pol is eventually going to lead to sort of an alt-right backlash? And the obvious answer is yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the strengths of giant diverse countries is that we have, you know, less groupthink, better food, more patents, all the jokes people make. But the downside is that there's that risk that people can think of themselves as black or Spanish or Irish almost as much as American. And you train people through that. You get that shared identity through sports and war and so on down the line. But if we're going to emphasize, if we're constantly going to talk about how wonderful it is to be black, I mean, eventually guys are going to say, you know, it's pretty wonderful to be white or Asian, too. And you're going to get that constant conflict. So that's a pretty stupid thing to do in a big country.
Exactly. And I think that's what Carville is saying, is that identity politics, cancel culture hurts Democrats. But it goes back to my opening before you joined us. And that is, this is a dangerous ideology that is born out of politics. And when things are born out of politics, it's to give one party an edge over another as opposed to the American idea. Isn't that right?
I think this is one of the elephants in the room. Obviously, both parties are amoral. I'd say the Democrats are, in general, a bit worse. But, I mean, so in recent months, we've been hearing all this stuff about, you know, the Republicans want to do perfectly normal things like require a $5 plastic ID to vote because the real goal is suppressing, you know, the young black feminist vote or something like that. But if you want to apply the same analysis to the other giant party, I mean, yeah, clearly one of the reasons there's so much focus on, for example, black identity is that one of the huge advantages the Democratic Party has is that about 89% of African Americans that vote for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And if that ever were to stop, if African Americans were to vote as Hispanic or Jewish Americans do, just 60% for the Democrats, the Democrats wouldn't win elections for a cycle of a decade. So obviously there's an incentive to say, never forget, you know, are you going to let the racists take power? When you're talking about absolutely non-racist people like, you know, Mitt Romney, John McCain, I'd probably throw Donald Trump in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so yes, there's a political reason for that. You can argue there's a political reason for supporting mass immigration. Like, I don't think the average person on the left, whatever the truth might be about our Cuban and Nigerian brothers, so on, but I don't think the average person on the left sees any Republicans in that group.
Right. No, not at all. But you see, this goes back to what I said earlier. You're casting aside reason and civility and common sense. And this is what emotions, this is what the political environment does to us, and we're at each other, and then we find ourselves scratching an itch that wasn't even there before.
Yeah, I mean, amorality, there's an old line from the Lord of the Rings or some such, off evil will evil mar, that's nerdy but pretty good. The point is that if you try to do amoral, aggressive things to make yourself powerful, you're often just going to end up in a competition with other amoral, aggressive people, and you'll wind up at pretty much the same place, but with you as a worse person, essentially.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, clearly, and this is useful in personal life or spiritual life, but it's also true politically. I mean, clearly, if one party does this, if there's an emphasis on, say, black identity or Jewish identity or something like that, the other party might then choose to emphasize white or Hispanic or whatever identity.
Exactly.
And in the end, you have just the standard politics you had before, but with more racism.
isn't it just a universal principle? Isn't it? I mean, that we should have learned, you know, from history time and again. I mean, I was raised on this. Of course, I was fortunate to be raised by nuns in so many ways, and they were pretty reasonable. I mean, when you're handling 60 kids in the classroom, you don't have a whole lot of, you know, time for fussing and fighting, you know, so you just got to get to the point really quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I recently, one thing I'd recommend.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there because we got to go to break. We're seconds away. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
The one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Dr. Wilford Riley, Charles Barkley, I mean, brings it to a point. The thing that was interesting was watching the other people. I mean, the camera was really careful not to get too many of the expressions of the rest of the black panelists that didn't know how to handle the reason and common sense of what Charles Barkley was putting out there.
Yeah, I think black or white, because he's cutting across both parties there. There's a lot of accuracy to this. And I mean, I'm basically, one of the things that I read recently in my professional role is a report from the Manhattan Institute that everyone should check out called something like The Creation of Racism or The Systemic Construction of Racism. And what it finds is two things. One, there's not a ton of racism in the modern United States. They look at whites, blacks, and Hispanics, and they find that, you know, you got some crotchety dads in every group, but the percentage of people that oppose, say, interracial marriage, like these big intimate steps, everything's totally anonymous, is around 10%. Right. That's point one. Mm-hmm. But point two, what they find is that people, especially black people, think racism is absolutely everywhere. So, like, one sentence, 80% of black men think that there are more brothers, more black men, killed by police shootings in a typical year than killed in car wrecks, which is crazy. I mean, there are 50,000 fatal car wrecks every year, 600,000 disabling wrecks. We're represented more than proportionally. Total number of people shot by the cops in a year, 200, if you're talking about black people. So people have been taught this stuff. The question is by who?
Mm-hmm. Yes, who's telling you that? Exactly. Well, the media. You know, they've got to get the headlines. They got to sell papers. They continue to scratch that itch. And the thing is that when things are reduced to emotion, there's not a whole lot of room for reason. I mean, you know, like your book, 10 Facts, you know, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. You know, there was a certain, a certain group of people that responded to the book, and this was like, okay, this was enlightening, it made sense, but there were some people that just wouldn't touch it because this was, you know, this was common sense, it was reasonable, it was, you know, it was research, it was fact-based. And when you are so emotional about it, you really kind of limit the breadth of your intelligence, don't you?
Yeah, and this is something I think that the hard left in particular, to single them out, has done really well and that people need to be aware of when they're debating and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of success when you look at that sort of MSNBC audience. I mean, we were talking off the break about sort of upper middle class women wearing $200 worth of designer masks. There's an idea that anything that's on the right side of the aisle is automatically wrong and evil. And so is a lot of kind of centrist content when you think of Quillette online or something like that. So if someone brings this stuff up, there's a default among a lot of these people, quote unquote, to say, well, no, that's automatically wrong. That's evil. That's racist. You know, that guy's a white supremacist talking about like Candace Owens or something like this. And that's almost invariably wrong. But that's where you get this idea that people mock that are kind of witty on the right of, quote unquote, the science, like the content from half of one side of the aisle presented is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. In the report that I mentioned, one of the wildest things they found is that there are big flaws in right-wing media as well as left-wing media, but that conservatives, when it came to these specific issues of race, were like 60 percentage points more likely to be right when they were asked or we were asked, you know, what's the number of men killed by cops every year? And to say 100 as versus 10,000. So, I mean, again, that those ideas have consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, again, we break it down with some reason and common sense. This is what this radio show is all about. And I wanted to, you also tweeted this weekend about the less ridiculous argument against voter ID, which is amazing to me because you have a majority of Americans. I mean, anywhere from 56 to 70, 75% of Americans saying voter ID makes sense. I mean, because when you're talking about protecting the integrity of the voting process, and I think that, you know, aside from all the political wranglings, like I said, if we're in the middle and we're reasoning together and we're able to set aside our emotions, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that what we've experienced is a free and fair election, do we not?
Yeah, I mean, so the whole voter ID thing, I think, again, here, what you see is the labeling of, you could argue amorally motivated or whatever, but perfectly normal measures as racist or as designed to benefit only one side or as evil. And so no conversation really happening around them. Like, Republicans in Georgia have stated that they were willing to negotiate around giving voters free IDs. And in fact, if you Google, like, free state ID Georgia, you find that, at least in urban Georgia, all you have to do is go to the county clerk's office and you get a free ID. I mean, so everyone wants to help poor people vote. I mean, one would hope. I mean,
what is the number, Will, of the people that do not have an ID of any sort? What are we talking about?
The one time I looked at this as a political scientist, people that had no IDs and wanted to vote was like 0.03% of the population or something like this. Like, IDs are free near an election in most states.
Right.
So again, this is something that we can debate that might benefit one party a little bit, but it's just a perfectly normal measure that's being rebranded. This is my opinion, but it's also a fact. Being rebranded as sort of evil racism. And that was the most ridiculous thing about the whole debate. The comment wasn't, okay, this will give a 0.3% advantage to the Republicans, so let's make sure the IDs are free. The debate was, is this worse than Jim Crow? Are we bringing back slavery? And what you're talking about is requiring people to take their driver's license to the polling place. Also worth remembering, when people say there are only 100 or so counted cases of voter fraud per year, that's because you don't need an ID to vote in most states. Right. This is one of those ridiculous fake facts. How would you know how many cases of voter fraud there are?
Exactly. You know, well, especially when you don't care and you're not looking at it, the whole deal. There was just a report here that, this is actually Time Magazine reported that what they did, I thought was interesting. They kind of admitted, and I've always said this, that you get that issue of self-indictment when people are less than. And this is Time Magazine, who is, you know, obviously a left-wing outlet. And they said, yeah, well, we wouldn't call it cheating or rigged. We call it, what was the word? Oh, fortified. That's what they used. The election was fortified by all these entities that came together that we identified. You and I talked about it, you know, whether it was big tech or big corporation, the unions, mainstream media, all this, all cabal coming together in order to affect an outcome. And of course, Time Magazine admits to it now and says that was fortifying the vote.
Yeah, this is my point all along, by the way, Bill. Like, Dominion, which is a good corporate citizen, isn't actually, I mean, people aren't changing votes for either party at the level of the voting machines to toss Trump out, this kind of thing. What happened to cost Trump the election was what you could reasonably call collusion by a whole bunch of these players behind the scenes in terms of changing voting laws, in terms of what you could post on Twitter. Remember, Twitter stopped letting you retweet for 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. So you had to post at least 100 characters or something like that to send a tweet out. That was obviously done to stop the sharing of political information. And, I mean, with the election over, we're now seeing that everything that was said on kind of the center right politically turned out to be true. Like, Hunter Biden, this is my favorite.
Exactly.
Hunter Biden came forward and said, yeah, that was probably my computer. It certainly could have been, you know.
Yeah.
I was on crack. He was talking about smoking cheese and carpets and so on. I'm not going to, you know, mock the man's inner demons.
Yeah.
But just, it turned out that everything that was said, like, this guy's crackhead, that was his computer, social media is colluding. People are now admitting that's true, with Hunter Biden saying, yeah, that was my computer, social media protected me, probably my computer. That wasn't exaggerated at all. And we now see, okay, so this is kind of what we thought it was, and that's being said pretty openly. And I don't think people are going to recover from that quickly. I don't
exactly
think most people on this
gotta leave it there.
Are going back to trust.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are.
All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. I got a real treat for you. Are you ready for the abundant life? And I mean abundant, okay? Not the kind of stuff you talk about, because the whole idea here is, it's based on the promises of God. It's that simple. And with us right now is the Empowered Living Incorporated CEO and President, doTERRA Canadian founder and presidential diamond leader, Kimberly Melosis. Did I say that right, Kimberly?
Did great. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a divine appointment. I want you to know this, because my daughter sent me a family essential kit. She says, Dad, you need this.
You do need that. Everyone needs one.
So, and there's just been, things that God has been showing me recently in my devotion time as well. And I've always been a mind, body, spirit kind of guy, as long as I can remember. Even in my prayers, whenever there's a prayer that comes up that talks about the body, I just add mind and spirit to it automatically, because I look at the totality of my being in my prayers, and this is what God has led me to. And so here I am, I'm reading your book, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I should have known you a long time ago. From a standpoint that we just, your philosophy about life, and you came out of the business world, you're a CPA, yep. But there was something about you, the way God wired you, that says, look, there's more about life than being a CPA.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, definitely more. Mm-hmm.
So tell me your story. How did you, here you are, you're a mother, you're a mentor, entrepreneur. T- 10 years ago, you throw your hat up in the air like Mary Tyler Moore, take the spin and say, okay, I'm leaving the corporate world and I'm going to pursue what I believe God's calling me to do.
Yeah, and you know, it was almost like that. It was a little bit of a, you mentioned a leap of faith. It definitely was, because I loved my job. I was a six-figure income earner, had a window office, had a staff underneath me. You know, and I get to, I worked downtown Toronto where I could see the island airport and I would see the planes going in and out. But for me, life was on the other side of the window while I was sitting there. And I was appreciative of my job, but I just felt like there was so much more. And what I really loved about my job was people. And what I didn't get rewarded for in my job was investing in people.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting, because when I left my job, I put on the board, you know, that poem, A Road Less Traveled, you might be familiar with it.
Yes, oh yeah, right, exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. See, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we didn't even know it. But, yeah, it's exactly.
We're best friends already. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it says, I took the road less traveled by, and that's made all the difference. And so I put that on my whiteboard as I left the office, not knowing where I was going. And, you know, it took a lot of twists and turns and trying to figure out the path that God wanted for us. And when I started my essential oil business, I actually just did it because, well, why not? I had nothing else to do at the time. I had another child. My children are 19 years apart from top to bottom, even though I have four of them. And so I was surprised with a fourth child, and I thought, well, what the heck? I'm home. I might as well try this business. You know, I didn't really think much of it. But then I realized that, you know, I always call him Jehovah Sneaky. So God was really, you know, kind of sneaking his way in. And,
right.
And that was a passion that I then ended up pursuing.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. So was essential oils all, you know, part of your life before? Or how did you get involved with essential oils?
Yeah, it had never been part of my life before, but I had been struggling with a lot of health issues, you know, stomach-related, skin-related, horrible skin issues, and I had been on my own journey trying to find solutions that I wasn't finding in traditional medicine, so I had already been a little bit on that, you know, alternative path in terms of how I ate and, you know, herbal remedies that I used. And so when I found essential oils, it was kind of like, you know, where have you been all my life? Kind of like you finding me. There you go, right?
Exactly right. Exactly.
So that's how I felt. Yeah.
My daughter has been, I don't know, she's been holistic in her approach. Maybe because she's been around her father, you know, and that's been kind of my approach to life. And to see her get involved with essential oils, especially with the two grandkids, I mean, she's always using, I mean, anything that comes up, it's, you know, she's got this essential oil to use in that. And I'm almost, you know, mad at myself for not having a conversation of any depth with her about it until recently. Like I said, she sent me this starter pack, and I thought, oh my gosh, wow, this is incredible. And it's like the same thing, like you said, where have you been all my life?
Where have you been? The missing piece, you found it.
Yeah. Well, I'm discovering it. I mean, it is a process, like you say, because it's as I go through the, you know, the catalog and see all the different avenues and benefits and everything like this, I'm going, man, this can be a bit overwhelming. So I'm going, I got to get a hold of my daughter and say, okay, all right, I got the essential kit, but here's these other things that I need to focus on too. And you address this in your book so beautifully. And I just, you know, appreciate, because the way you do this, because you are free in God, you're very liberated in your approach. And I don't know if people can really see this. And that's the basis of a more abundant life. You can't be more abundant if you're tied down for, you know, past hang-ups or, you know, shame issues or anything else along the way that may be dragging you off of God's course and purpose for you.
Absolutely. Exactly. I know, and when I wrote the book, well, it was a course, actually, and the book kind of came along with it. It's a workbook. But I wrote it out of that desire to instill in people this exact understanding that you have already had. You know, because what happens is, because of modern medicine, people think, well, there's a pill for every ill. So then they come to the essential oil world and they think, okay, well, there's got to be an oil for every ill. And you know, we always joke, I have an oil for that, for everything, right?
Right,
but
exactly.
The reality is I would have people come to me and they would say, you know, Kimberly, I've got fibromyalgia. I've got you know, heart issues. I've got blood pressure issues. I've got skin issues. I need to lose weight. I've got diabetes. And then the question always was, well, what oil do I use? And I'm like, dude, you are expecting a lot out of an oil. Like,
exactly.
We need to talk.
Right.
Hey. So that's where the course came out of.
Well, that's brilliant. I worked with a doctor for many years. He was out of Austin, Texas, and we had set up a network for him of radio stations, and he put his message out 6 days a week. He was brilliant and had produced natural nutritional supplements. And one of the things that I observed with him is that in trying to mentor. Doctors and other people that were a part of the organization was, I realized that he really was sensitive to the psychology and the wiring of people, because some people, they've got roadblocks and they just don't believe that they have the right to live an abundant life. For one reason or another, could be shame, could be mommy issues, daddy issues. I mean, we're all fallen, we're all humanoids and we're all in this thing together. We've got our separate stories and hang-ups, so to speak. But these are all things that get in the way that God, God sent Jesus for us to be liberated from. But are we going to apprehend that? Are we just going to just say, okay, well, he died, he rose again, it's all good. Let's roll on because, I've got dinner to make.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just meant to be so much more. And when I sat down to write it was originally started as a customer education program, but then I realized, here I was turning 50 at the time. Now I'm almost turning, 52 this year. And
oh, wow.
I thought to myself, why is it that I feel more physically well, more emotionally well, my relationships are better, I have better financial health, and I'm closer with God than at any other time in my life? Isn't it supposed to be that as you get older, you get worse? And I realized that the answer to that question was so important, because if it was just, well, I'm lucky, I'm blessed, then it sucks to be you. But if it was actually that I took principles from the Bible and from, what we know about health, and I apply them to my life, well, then that's good news, because that
exactly.
means I can tell you, and
right.
you can learn them, and you can have abundance.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. I mean, I often use this conversation that God had with Cain, if you remember, back in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
And he basically laid it out to Cain and to the rest of us. He said very simply, if you do right, will it not go well for you? So there's certain things in that term right. If you do right, what does right mean? That
yeah.
thing which is righteous, that which honors God, that's which is holy. If we do that, and I don't mean it in kind of a legalistic sort of manner. God never meant it that way. He meant us to be able to live a abundant life with freedom. And when you think about the freedom to be you.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Yeah, nice and loud and proud and all that good stuff. We've got Kimberly Melosis with us. Her book, Life More Abundantly, How to Cultivate Abundance Across 10 Areas in Life. And it's good that you kept it to 10. You didn't go, Judaism on me and came up with 10 volumes or anything like that. You know, take the 10 commandments, make 10 volumes out of it. You kept it simple. Thank you.
Almost did, though. 280-page workbook. It seems like 10 volumes.
Well, you know, so here you designed this because you're thinking, okay, I need to do this for my clients, but probably also for the people that you mentor along the way. I mean, here you are, you're 52 years young, and you've had an incredible amount of experience in business. A woman of God who, is pursuing God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and all this, and that God's revealing things to you. And it's amazing, because I'm sure at times as you reveal these things and as you're mentoring people, you know darn well it's the Holy Spirit that has given you insight to give you the words of power to change lives, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the blessings I have. I mean, my team, I'm so glad I have a team of like 1,500 people. Not all of them I mentor directly, but they're all welcome. But one of the things that they know about me is that I listen to Holy Spirit. And so even if they don't know the Lord yet, they are expecting that I'm going to speak from that place. And I've been so blown away how God will speak to the heart of somebody who doesn't know him yet and say just the message that they need to hear. It's so moving to me every time.
And they wonder, they go, how did you know that?
Well, they often ask that, and I always make sure I give credit where credit's due, because it's like, well, I didn't know that, not unless I was peeking in your windows, and that would have been really awkward.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all I need to be. You got to be nervous about making sure your window shades are drawn all the time, or otherwise, you know. There's Kimberly right there with her midnight snack just kind of peeking in, you know.
Hey, you left your camera on. What can I say?
Exactly. Well, the more abundant life, of course, based on John 10:10.
Yes.
And this is what Jesus said that it's all about. And so why aren't we living more abundantly?
Well, that's a good question, but you quote John 10:10. That's what came to me when I wrote this whole course, this workbook. Is he said, the thief does not come but to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And if he said that, then he must mean it. And if, yes. And if we're not living in abundance, then I know it's not because of a lack of desire on his part. It's a lack of us not understanding something. And so as we start to understand his truth and we start to put those truths into action, you know, I remember taking a course one time and the tagline of the course was, do you really believe that what you believe is really real? Because if we really believe,
sounds like the Truth Project.
Exactly.
Was that the Truth Project?
It is. I loved it.
I told you.
Such a powerful question. Yeah, we're meant to be together. I'm telling you, Bill.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right there. Do we believe it?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, Del Tackett's become a dear friend, and as you remember from the Truth Project, and the thing is that. I've told people I've become an evangelist for the Truth Project. If you've not been exposed to, you don't pass go collect 200. You get yourself in front of that 12-week study, and it is worth its weight in gold. Just for that very question that Kimberly just put out before us, but it was life changing. I mean, the whole basis of this radio show and why I decided I'd been, you know, semi-retired and away from the microphone for something like 30 years. I was in LA as a radio personality for many years and that worked at radio stations, ran them, did all that and had no idea. And no desire to come back and be owned by the microphone again. And it just things happened. And 12 years ago, God said, no, you need to get back and, you know, behind the microphone. And I just said, well, if I am, it's got to be based on the truth and the Truth Project, because it was so defining for me that this is the foundation of the show.
And we need more truth nowadays, don't we?
Oh, we do. Well, there's too many narratives out there, but I tell people in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and that's very dangerous. And of course, now, unfortunately, because of the cancel culture, it's not all opinion. It's only certain opinion rules right now, which is even more dangerous because, I often quote Jordan Peterson. I love what he said and this idea, and I'm paraphrasing him, and that is that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid, right?
Exactly. I love Jordan Peterson. See, there's another good Canadian for you.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, hey, it's Canadian Day here on Bill Martinez, so it's all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love the Canadians. Yeah, exactly. Thank God for you. And unfortunately, we just can't figure out what to do with the XL pipeline, which is another issue to get me upset over. And that's not your fault. I don't blame you guys. I just blame the knuckleheads that are running our government right now that somehow are running away from being energy independent and doing some things that are right for everybody. Meanwhile, everybody's gas prices are going up. But that gets us away from our topic. Why did you do that to me? You had to throw that rabbit in front of me so I go chasing it, huh?
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
You love to do this. Is it a control thing or what?
No, it's just a flow thing. What can I say?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just Bill, it's just you're an idiot and you just want to go and get into these things. Okay. We'll set that aside. Now let's the abundance book and the way you address things. I mean, you did it very pragmatically. I mean, the way you establish the foundation and then each step connects into the other. And this is a workbook, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And, we've been talking so much about it. Kim, how can they get their hands on your book?
Well, the book is meant to be accompanied by the course. And so the course is a 10-session Bible study, and it's going to be the most transforming and most weird Bible study you've ever done because it's me, right? I mean, and
I wasn't going to say that because, you know, I feel like I know you, but I'm not sure I know you that well. So
It's okay. You know me well enough to insult me. I'm good at that. So the thing is that it's Bible, but it's like, it's my knowledge about health. And so it all comes together and it's all there in one big, beautiful bundle. And so go to KIMM.me/LMA, and LMA stands for Life More Abundantly, which is the name of the course. So KIMM.me/LMA, and that will give you access to the course. And then the workbook is just an add-on. I actually cover the cost of the workbook. You just pay for shipping and handling, and it gets sent to you. And it's a beautiful color, 280-page workbook. I'm really proud of how it turned out. So I'm really grateful for.
Yeah, your staff was so wonderful. They sent me a copy of this book, and this workbook.
And I didn't realize that up there in the right-hand corner, there's an obvious little button there. It says, video-based 10-session Bible study.
So, yeah.
So anyway, so this is quite the blessing, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to check this out. And this is, this isn't about just for women. I mean, this is for men and women, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got all the pretty colors because I'm a girl. But yes. The content, I mean, in my live audience when I recorded the videos, there were men there too, and mm-hmm. So the content is definitely applicable to both.
Yeah, I bet the men especially like the massage portion of the book.
Yeah, we always say if you want to get men interested in essential oils, just teach them about how to use them for physical intimacy, and that usually gets their attention right away.
Well, all of a sudden, we've had several cars just go off the embankment right now, because, we talk about intimacy, and then they go, wait a minute, what did I tune out? Let me rewind. Well, don't worry, this program will be available for you to download, and you can share it and re-listen to it. It is our gift to you, just as Kimberly is a gift to us, and in making this available. But again, the website, remind them where they can go.
KIMM.ME/LMA.
Just like that. And,
And if they use code Bill, because I like your name, use code Bill, then they're going to get 20% off.
Wow. That's so generous. Well, thank you. Very kind. You're such a giver, aren't you? You are such a
giver. I love to give. I do love to give. Better to give than to receive. But, the thing is that I keep trying to outgive God, and it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. and that's an interesting dynamic, because I tell people all the time, and because, there's some people, Kim, that, kind of going back to what we were talking about before with my friend who was the health genius. I mean, he really was. I mean, with the products he produced, he was brilliant. And he passed away here about 4 years ago, and sadly, the business went by the wayside because he was so key. I mean, having a daily show and giving people advice on their health and having an understanding that, we're humanoids and we're fractured. And again, this is why Jesus came, so that we would truly be whole and liberated. But until we get there, we're going to be, a little dysfunctional and bumping around into walls and things like that. And so, you've got to realize what you don't know, and especially when it comes to yourself, so that you can feel, you can be healed and realize a more abundant life, because you will realize that the identity and purpose that God has for you, and this comes from God, not from any president or any government or anything like that. It is a God-given gift to make you and design you with a purpose and a vision so that you can be all that you can be. Because the fact of the matter is that at 3:00 in the morning, Kimberly, I don't know about you, but, and I still do it. It's not that I'm saying that I've arrived, by no means, because I'm a work in progress. But at times when I think, okay, I'm moving along pretty good, God will wake me up at 3:00 in the morning. I don't know what he has about 3:00 in the morning. He likes 3:00. I said, God, how about 6? Can we negotiate? No, it's always, and it doesn't matter if I'm on the East Coast or West Coast. He figures it out. He knows the time zones.
That's so awesome.
And 3:00 in the morning, wakes me up and goes, hey, we got to deal with this issue, this is the goodness of God, right? And his mercy.
I love it. I love it.
It's so cool. Well, Kimberly, you've been a joy. Thank you so much. We are going to have you back, and we have to have a further discussion about this other idea I was sharing with you, because I think that, this is a huge, huge issue that needs to be addressed in the body of Christ. And I believe God wants to liberate people in this particular area. Kimberly Molossus has been our guest. Her book, Life More Abundant.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your love